They're coming to get you, Barbara.
It's on, it's on. There's no sound. Play with the rabbit ears.
If reports, incredible as they seem, are not the results of mass hysteria. First eyewitness accounts of this grisly development came from people who were understandably frightened and almost incoherent. Officials and newsmen at first discounted those eyewitness descriptions as being beyond belief. However, the reports persisted. Medical examinations of some of the victims bore out the fact that they had been partially devoured. You can also check out this podcast, if you're not probably already listening to it, on nightoftheliving.dreads.com, Dreads with no A, D-R-E-D-S, and you can also find us over there on Facebook as well. Malice, it is October 27th, only 4 days away from Halloween. How excited are you, my friend?
Pretty excited.
I mean, now, I know this probably goes on in maybe other states. I'm assuming it's, you know, been implemented nationwide. But the whole, you know, trick-or-treating, not even on the 31st.
Right.
For instance, your twin boys went trick-or-treating tonight. Again, it's the 27th. My tattoo artist, his boy went trick-or-treating, which is in a, you know, about 10, 15 minutes up the road. He went trick-or-treating tonight in his name. Certain counties and cities and whatever do trick-or-treating on different nights. Is it just me, or is this just really, really wrong?
Lame.
It is so very lame. Trick-or-treating and Halloween was always on the 31st. I can remember it falling on a Wednesday. I can remember it falling on every damn school day you had. At least once in my life. You know, 1 year maybe on a Tuesday. Another year on a, you know, Thursday. Or, you know, that's what it was. It didn't matter. And back then, hey, we had you know, scares too. We had, you know, problems back then too. People supposedly putting razor blades, and yes, I think there was a case, you know, with an apple or something, you know, and the whole poisoning and whatnot. But
Oh, in the late 80s, I got some poison in one of my bags.
Right. Very, very interesting. We were talking about this before the show here. You want to tell us about that? That was kind of weird.
The only thing I can remember, I was probably about 3 or 4. The only thing I can remember is getting home and getting ready to get into my candy. And I had this bundle of powdered candies. And in the middle, there was like 3 or 4 of them. But in the middle of them,
let me clear my throat. I had to, sorry. Go ahead.
It's good. There was some rat poison, and I remember, like, my grandma had almost ate it.
Man, poor Nana.
Yeah, that would have been bad.
Well, that's a bad Halloween story, but anyway, yeah, I mean, Halloween was always on the 31st. All, you know, and we were talking about this tonight, by the way, as I've mentioned over there at Gorehounds of Horror on the closed Facebook, this episode is going to be about zombies. We may even talk a little bit about, you know, the fear of death, because it kind of go hand in hand. But anyway, that is going to be our main topic. But I thought that being Halloween is just 4 days away. Halloween is kind of nostalgic to me. You know, I have a lot of fond memories of Halloween. I remember being, you know, 8, 9, 10 years old. And, you know, you take the toilet paper and you ball up a little piece. And then you wrap another one around it and kind of make a head out of it type deal. And you make a little face on it. Things I did back in the, you know, late 70s, early 80s. And, you know, those are the fond memories I have. Here's a funny story we talked about earlier. You know, again, in the, you know, early 80s, late 70s, Star Wars was big. Now, I wanted to be Darth Vader. You know? I didn't want to be Luke Skywalker. I was the evil one. Like 8, 9, 10 years old, you know. And, of course, there were a whole lot of evil ones running around that neighborhood. About 6, 7 other little boys were evil too, I guess, or thought they were. And so going around, you know, and there was no time limit either. It's like now there's a time. What's the time now?
Oh, tonight it was from 6 to 8.
6 to 8, 2 hours. See, it was pretty much from about 5 to 6 when I was a kid. From 5 to 6, you know, you usually try to start trick-or-treating after people have ate dinner and whatnot. And you go trigger, you know, you go trick-or-treating around 5, 6 o'clock, usually. And you trick-or-treat until I remember being out 9, 10 o'clock. There was no time limit, you know, basically. But anyway, this particular Halloween, I was Darth Vader, and along with, again, 6, 7 other little kids my age, dressed up as Darth Vader, I visited my own house. My mom gave me candy and didn't even know it was me, like 2, 3 trips. Easy 3. And it got to about, like, maybe the 4th one. And she just looked up, Otis. You know, I'm trying to get, you know, some of the candy that I know is going to be left over from the trick-or-treaters, you know. And my mom will, you know, discard that because she don't want me to have a bunch. So I figured I'm just going to go visit my own damn house and load up on that, on all my candy that my mom bought as well as everybody else's. No, I thought it was pretty ingenious. What kind of memories? You got any fond memories, man? Maybe as a kid. You know, we mentioned your dad a time or two. What'd you guys do on Halloween? You mentioned some kind of horror stories with him, and we laugh. But you know, you have any? What'd you guys do on Halloween?
We just watch movies.
Really?
Yeah.
Watch a lot of horror movies and whatnot?
Yeah, we watched horror movies all the time.
Well, but right,
During this time, it was just overload.
Overload. No, see, that's awesome, though.
I mean, yeah. until you're being
until he starts fucking with you.
Until you're being chased around the house by your dad pretending to be crazy, like he's Jack Nicholson in The Shining.
Oh, no, he did not.
Well, there was many times. Yeah, he would pretend like he was a zombie. Of course.
When you hear me typing, I'm working. When you hear this, don't come in the room.
That's funny.
I mean, I know that that was very much not verbatim, but I was paraphrasing that last line. But and any other you know, fond memories, you know, young or recent, whenever.
I mean, I've had a few, like, drunken memories.
All right, that brings up, you know, Halloween parties. A lot of people are probably having Halloween parties this weekend, being that Halloween falls, you know, adult Halloween parties with adult beverages, you know. And now Halloween falls on this coming Wednesday. So a lot of people are throwing their Halloween parties this weekend. Share us, if you will, Malice, some of your drunken Halloween memories.
All right, this was, I don't know, maybe 7 years ago. I had dressed up like Captain Spaulding.
Very nice.
Good choice. I'm usually the guy that gets drunker than everybody else at the party, and
I know the feeling.
And this was well, I thought it was the end of the party, but it was probably about in the middle of the night from what I was told, because I don't remember much after it. Taking a skid and throwing it on the bonfire and standing on top of the skid until I almost caught on fire. Screaming obscenities.
Mm. To who?
I don't remember.
Oh.
Everybody at the party, probably.
Everybody at the party. Malice is getting shy because, as everyone will soon see, this is a little bit of a recording of our podcast, which I thought would be interesting point of view. But anyway, yeah. So what happened then? That was it.
I don't know.
I don't
party.
See, I don't have any like really good Halloween party type stories, because I never, you know, that wasn't really, you know, all my memories come from, you know, those childhood memories, and it's the whole nostalgia thing, man. Interesting nonetheless, you know, as you could, and I'm sure people could tell what our topic was by the little clip, you know, at the beginning, before our intro there, that being from the George Romero Night of the Living Dead, not to be confused with Malice and myself, Night of the Living Dreads, a clip from the TV broadcast of the you know, the virus or whatever it was that were, you know, bringing people back to life. A very scary thing that came out like 1968, I believe. So you probably could tell by that, you know, that being part of, you know, right in your ear hole right before you even hear the ding, 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 you know, our little intro there. Yes, zombies are coming up next. We're going to talk about not just your movie zombies. In fact, I don't, you know, we may mention some movies like I just did, but I think there's a lot more interesting things abroad when it comes to zombies. Are they real? Do you believe in zombies? And I'll ask you that right now, real quick, before we take a quick break.
I think that the possibility for zombies is real.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there are zombies out there walking around, mm-hmm. but not in the sense of flesh eating or
brain eating. And that's a great point, and that's one of the many points that we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the Haitians, and Haiti is just filled with, you know, they have this zombie powder, which we'll, touch on a little bit. So don't go anywhere. Episode 10, Night of the Living Dreads. I'm Otis B. Dreads.
I'm Malice Murphy.
And we will be right back.
I think we have some late word just arriving, and I'll interrupt to bring this to you. This is the latest disclosure in a report from National Civil Defense Headquarters in Washington. It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder. A widespread investigation of reports from funeral homes, morgues, and hospitals has concluded that the unburied dead are coming back to life and seeking human victims. It's hard for us here to believe what we're reporting to you, but it does seem to be a fact. When this emergency first began, radio and television was advising people to stay inside, behind locked doors, for safety. Well, that situation has now changed. We're able to report a definite course of action for you. Civil defense machinery has been organized to provide rescue stations with food, shelter, medical treatment, and protection by armed National Guardsmen. Stay tuned to the broadcasting stations in your local area for this list of rescue stations. This list will be repeated throughout our news coverage. Look for the name of the rescue station nearest you and make your way to that location as soon as possible.
All right, we're back. Welcome back to Night of the Living Dreads. I am Otis B. Dreads.
I am Malice Murphy.
And we are, again, talking about zombies tonight. That seems to be, you know, a lot of people are, you know, big in the zombie. What'd you think about that clip during the break from, again, Night of the Living, almost said Night of the Living Dreads, Night of the Living Dead, George Romero film, obviously. And that was, again, one of the other part of the broadcast.
I thought it was great.
Things are getting bad. But what the hell were we going to talk about, my friend?
Talking about in 2012.
Yes.
In Miami, Florida, this the suspect, he was a 31-year-old Rudy Eugene, and he ripped off his clothes and viciously gnawed the face of another man in daylight.
And a lot of people remember this as the bath salt incident.
Yes.
In Florida. So, and people would say he was very zombie-like, and people watched him just sit and bite the nose and ears and, you know, just chomping away at this guy. Real-life zombie? Drug-induced zombie? Is there a difference in your eyes?
Because
you know, honestly, it's all drug induced, if you ask me. Because I don't believe people are crawling out of the grave, is what I'm saying. Makes for maybe a scary film, but I don't think it's reality.
I don't think people will be crawling out of the grave.
Right.
Like if there's a zombie apocalypse.
Maybe it is kind of based in reality, which we'll get into, but go on.
You know, I think that it would be some biological warfare that, you know, cause people to snap and not necessarily want to eat something, but, you know, go crazy and try to kill by any means.
And George Romero took it to where, you know, this, you know, somehow the dead coming back to life. There was, you know, some sort of, you know, biological thing going on there, you know. So that's your version of, you know, what would be a plausible real life zombie, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Before we dive too deep into zombies though, Malice, and this goes hand in hand, the fear of death. Okay. And we can obviously see how this goes hand in hand. Death, zombies. And I, you know, we were talking a little bit about this earlier. To me, it seems like those that will sit through, you know, hours after hours, countless hours of horror movies, watching, you know, fictional death after death after death. Do you think that that in any way, shape, or form, you know, brings them a little more closer to their own mortality, to where they're not as fearful of death because they've kind of conditioned themselves to maybe not accept it? Because I see myself this way, even though I don't fear it, I know it's inevitable, but there is that, you know, I don't want to.
Right.
You know, I don't know if you call that fear. I'm not scared of it. I just don't want to, which is odd for me to say, given, you know, my past is some of my close friends and family, they know. So what do you think about that, man? Do you think it kind of minimizes, you know, the fear of death watching a lot of horror and gore and things like that?
Definitely.
Really? Has it you?
Yeah.
I
might be wrong on this, but I think that everybody once in their life, you know, just fed up with whatever's going on.
And maybe said something along the lines of a suicidal, you know.
That or just, you know, just thought to themselves that, you know, I just don't want to be alive anymore.
Right.
You know, whether I do something myself or just, you know, nature takes its course. Like,
right.
I'm ready to go.
Right.
But
so
you almost come
to peace with the fact that, you know, and you have this inner peace, I guess is what you would say, you know, an inner peace that, hey, this is going to happen, you know, and hopefully once you come to that recognition that you're like, okay, now I just need to make the best of whatever, you know, however old you are, the remaining years that you have, make the best of that and, you know, just have a good time and continue listening to Night of the Living Dreads.
Yeah, I feel the same way, you know, because in this, you know, I can feel that way, and then in the same breath, you know, I want as much time on this fucking planet as I, as much time as I can get.
Yeah, as much as we hate it and disdain it, and we get aggravated every single day, we wouldn't have it any other way. Because, you know, there is no other way, and the only other way, honestly, would be death. Because you're going to deal with this shit all the time, you know. So, would you want to be a zombie? Once you died, would you want to come back and be that mindless, and I'm talking movie sense of zombie, would you want to be the Haitian zombie? Haitians, I don't know about some of them.
Probably the Haitian zombie.
You really?
Yeah. Cause
talk a little bit about
I got
that.
Kids,
yeah,
and I wouldn't want to eat them.
You wouldn't want to?
No.
No. Gamey. we both, you know, looked a little bit into it. I mean, we're not, you know, fucking experts here. But we did look a little bit into the Haitians, and they have down there what they call a zombie powder. Now, again, I can't remember his damn name, but I think it's Glenn Davis, maybe. I think I might be pretty fucking close right there. Wrote the book Serpent in a Rainbow, which later on Wes Craven made the movie Serpent in the Rainbow. This author went to Haiti in search of this zombie powder because he heard that this powder turns people into zombies, they die, and then they come back. well, you know, not really die and come back. It's very strange.
They go into like a coma state.
Yes, yes. I mean, they kind of die. It's almost like their soul has been taken from them, even though their body is still kind of, you know. And it was a punishment because, as one particular gentleman in one of the documentaries we both watched, he stated, you know, there's no prisons. You know, their way of punishing people is making them a zombie. And he said the Haitians are not scared of zombies. They're scared to become one.
Right.
It's very, very crazy, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's out there, but I think that, I mean, there's probably some, they probably got something going on to where they completely destroy the person's identity within themselves. But they probably, you know, believe it to be true that they just act it out.
Mm-hmm. Well, voodoo, you know, is big in Haiti in certain, you know, parts and whatnot. And, you know, that was always said to be kind of the ignition to the whole zombie thing. They started it. It is what is the claim, that the voodoo religion, and it is a religion. It's not just sticking, you know, fucking dolls with pins. It's a religion like Christianity. It's a religion like Judaism. It's a religion, whether you like it or not. Not all people that are, you know, voodoo and follow that religion, you know, stick pins in. That's another side of that religion. And that's the side, from what I've gathered, is what is claimed to bring about the zombies. But anyway, this zombie powder, this author, and I was at least right by the last name, Davis. he again went down there to find this zombie powder. And what had happened was he got with a group that, you know, took him down. They were going to make him, you know, make this zombie powder. And they did it right in front of him. And he already, from the get-go, noticed something odd. He didn't recognize any of the ingredients. Well, no, he did, but they were all nothing. It was like they were making a placebo powder kind of thing. And he knew that. They knew that. They called on, hey, you know, it was a test. Now we're going to make the real stuff. That's when he started noticing the ingredients they were putting into it and the care they were giving it. I mean, what they would do is they would burn human bones, okay, to an ash. And this was, you know, not just that. I mean, there was a lot of other, you know, ingredients there. But he told them that, I'm going to back up a minute, because he told them when he knew that, hey, you're putting me on here. He told him, he was like, well, look, if this is legit, because I want to take some of this back because I have somebody that, you know, I'm at odds with and want to give it to them and make them a zombie. Now, if it's bunk, you'll never hear from me again. If it's real, there could be a lot of money involved. Ah, let's break out the real stuff. Let's get this party started. We're mentioning Benjamins here. Let's get it going, you know. So, and there was, he actually got it back in the country. There's a, you know, a funny story involved there. I don't remember it, but I'm a little winded. Malice, what's your thoughts on all this? The Haiti, the voodoo, all of that, everything I just completely overran the show with.
No, I mean, it's like I said, I think that there's some truth to it. But I think that, you know, voodoo in Haiti, mm-hmm. you know, it's not only a culture, it's a religion.
It is.
So it's embedded into their minds, so.
Like Christianity.
Yeah.
You know, how it's embedded in, you know, deep, you know, in Christians' minds and their faith and whatnot. Same thing.
So I think that, you know, they believe it to be true, so they subconsciously act it out or just accept that that's what they have to do.
Right, right. It's an interesting, you know, topic because there are different ways to become a zombie. And not the motion picture, you know, the zombies we all know and love, you know, crawling out of the grave, eating flesh. It started with brains. Yeah, it started
fresh brains.
It started with brains. And then it went to
flesh.
Flesh. Yes. And which is odd to me. And I can't believe for this episode, I did not bring, I have a couple books that we got when we went down and, or went up to Pennsylvania or over to Pennsylvania to the Night of the Living Dead Cemetery. Where were they filmed that? And there was a little museum there, and I bought a couple books. Jody, she got the Lover's Guide, the Lover's Zombies Guide, and whatnot. And I got, and I may have to hand the mic over to you so I can run out here and get this, because there's some really good stuff in here. Because I can tell you, you know, the really gamey parts of the brain, the really, you know, protein-packed part of the brains. It's an interesting subject, so if you will, hold the floor down, Malice. I will be back in a jiffy. You have no idea
what to say.
Well, then how about you go get the damn book, if I can just remember where the hell it's at. Look on the Ouija board table or up by all the figures there. Yep, you know, and that was a fun trip. It really was. It was very cool to, you know, be in the same place where they filmed a classic, iconic zombie movie, that being Night of the Living Dead. And which one is this? Yeah, this is it. This is it. Thank you, Malice.
You're welcome.
And I got the sound advice for the newly reanimated zombie, The Brain Eater's Bible. Yeah, that's right. The Brain Eater's Bible. And this is very interesting. Hardback. And I'm going to have to whip out some glasses here because this is some good stuff. I'm just going to open it up. I'm going to open it up and just, you know, give you a little taste of this. This is awesome. If you don't have this, then you may want to get it. All right, here we go. I just opened it up. I don't know where we are in the book. It's about the middle of the book. And just number two, sexy decoy. Even in the midst of a zombie plague, human males respond predictably with their libidos. Here's something fun I tried that had a fair success rate. Get yourself a mannequin or other full-size posable female figure. I went to a porno store and found one of those for about $5,000. It was a sex doll. It was especially lifelike. And this is weird. That has nothing to do with zombies. I think we're getting into a really weird area of that book, but it's a fun read. Here we go. Let's see what we got here. Okay, you can't save it for later. The brain-eating experience is so incredible, you don't want it to end. But sadly, there is no bringing any home in a doggy bag. Brains are a food that spoils in minutes due to cell death. So they are either 100% fresh or completely inedible. There's no in between. I know they are sometimes referred to as gravy or gray matter, but when it, I say gravy, man. Gravy. Just trying to stick with the theme, folks. referred to as gray matter, but when it comes to brains, freshness is a black and white issue. Oh, that is awesome. That is absolutely awesome. Malice, you need to get a shot of that, a picture of that. You need to take a still on your phone or whatever, and we're going to show the good hounds over there, Gore Hounds of Horror on Facebook and gorehoundsofhorror.com. That site is looking awesome, by the way. Just a little shout out. But that's some funny stuff, actually. And you can get a zombie love guide for, you know, newlywed zombies. What do you think the, you know, and I'm probably not going to make a lot of new friends. Well, hopefully you don't judge me just by this, but I may disappoint some people or have them go, oh. And that would be when I say I was never really a fan of zombie movies. They just never really scare me. Did zombies, you know, scare you a lot? I mean, at any time.
Yeah, when I was younger, I was terrified.
Really?
Just with the thought of being ate and alive and torn apart like that. Mm. Yeah, it creeped me out. And, you know, my dad helped it out a lot, too. You know, he'd get up to go leave to get something to drink or something, you know.
Your dad's becoming famous on the Night of Living Dread.
Would leave the movie going, and then he'd be gone for a minute, and I get scared and go looking for him. He's laying face down on the ground.
Oh, wow.
And I'm trying to check him, you know. Scared, you know, five
that's
or six
not
years
scared.
Old.
That's creating PTSD.
And then he'd grab me and brains, fresh brains.
Oh, wow.
Chased me through the house.
What a fun childhood that had to have been.
And he always yells the famous line from Night of the Living Dead.
They're coming to get you, Rodney. That was his state given name. We have crowned him another name. So
that was my. I ain't gonna say that.
Well, you know. Well, here's something. Some would argue, Jesus was the first zombie.
Yeah.
And then we won't get into like a big religion thing with the whole creed. But
people that actually believe that.
Some would, you know, argue that. What do you think? I mean, you think it, you know, I mean, does it have any foundation
there? With the.
I mean, going by the story, yes, you know, crucified, laid to rest, and then body disappears, you know, I mean.
Yeah, I don't.
Some would say that, you know, and I'm not saying that, although I, maybe, you know, there are. You know, and zombie movies go back all the way to 1932. Where did that come from? White Zombie, the movie, 1932. Probably, I'm going to guess, one of the first zombie movies. What do you think?
Probably.
I don't know anyone before that.
I didn't even know about the White Zombie movie.
Really?
Really.
What?
Yeah.
I got a whole collection, you know, just old movies out there. It's like a whole pack, like 50 of them bastards. Oh, man. So, I do want to take a break away from the zombie thing for a minute and just let everyone know that, well, Halloween, again, is 4 days. Well, hey, now, because we are recording so late, it is now 3 days away. This recording has taken an entire fucking day. No, we're 3 days away now, and we are going to do a Halloween show that we will put out on Halloween for your listening enjoyment if you're doing anything on that glorious, glorious holiday.
3 days in a wake up.
3 days in a wake up. Oh, man, you did go there, didn't you? That is some funny shit. But we were talking, it was actually your idea kind of on the Halloween show. Why don't you tell everybody what we are going to dabble in on the Halloween show?
The origin of Halloween.
It's a very interesting origin, to say the least, and contradicts a lot of what, you know, a lot of Christians would, you know, hold their faith. You know, it's just a very interesting to find out. We're not going to get into all of that type of, you know, religion mumbo jumbo coming from an atheist. but it is
strange though, you know.
It is very interesting.
You sit here and say your prayers every night. All right, tonight you could dress up like Satan and go get candy.
Oh, mama, I want to be Beelzebub.
Beelzebub, that's my name on GTA. It is. That's
for anybody who plays GTA on PS4, look up Beelzebub. That would be your good friend Malice. But not only that, I think it's interesting to hear some of the stories on the origins of the jack-o'-lantern, the origins of the trick-or-treating, all of the dressing up in costumes, all of those things, and much, much more. Maybe, you know, of course we have to talk about Michael Myers.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll talk a little bit about, I just came across a video that I haven't seen, you know, talking about the Halloween 40 years or whatever. And it's a little like hour and a half documentary. I'm going to have to watch it. Well, you know, it's just going to be all Halloween. Maybe again, go over some of our fond Halloween memories.
Maybe some witches.
Some wishes?
Witches.
Witches, yes. Oh, well, you can't have Halloween without witches now, can you, Malice?
You got your witch right up
there. I do. I do have a witch on the TV behind me. I don't know what the hell these things are hanging from the mic stands here, but
it's our good friends Up Yours and What's Up.
and that's
come
funny.
At me, bro.
Yeah, right. You need to get a picture of that one there. He is kind of doing the, you know, up yours kind of, you know, gesture. Maybe kind of hard to, I don't know if it's going to be easy to pick up, but you know, we're doing the, this is something new too, you know, taking pictures and little videos and whatnot. And, while we're recording, a little behind the scenes kind of stuff, and you know, it's kind of cool. I like it. What do you think?
Yes. Yeah, it's new.
It's all right. It's all right. So zombies. Now, again, I'm probably going to have people like wanting, you know, it's very possible that the inner circle at Gorehounds of Horror may kick me out and remove my status of moderator if when I say that I have never watched one episode of The Walking Dead. And I know you gave me that look because you told me, please don't mention that fucking show.
I watched the first few seasons, man. And
well, what'd you think of it? I mean, because people always tell me, you know, oh, you would like it, you would like it, but they don't understand that I just never really got into zombies. I mean, I don't know what it is, man. I mean, I sat and watched one. I think I told you, I can't remember. Was it Day of the Dead, the beginning, or I don't know. I don't remember. I told you I was watching that one. I shot you a text or whatever. And that one wasn't bad. Okay. Don't remember a whole lot of it. It wasn't bad. What I do remember. But...
The first few seasons, man, it really piqued my interest. I really liked it. And then it changed dramatically.
Really? How did it change, in your opinion? How many seasons they got now? What, about 8, 9, 10, 42?
I have no clue.
I know it's up there, probably double digits, maybe, you know, 10, 9, 10, maybe.
Probably.
What changed about it, in your opinion, from, like, would you say about season 3 to season 4 or something?
I don't. Maybe it was some of the new characters and the storyline. It just, I don't know.
And maybe after that they started reaching. I don't know. I've never watched one episode. I know one admin. I'm probably, hey, Gorehounds, I'm probably going to upset. I'm sorry, Amy. But no, I'm not. Really, I'll watch zombie movies. They don't bother me, you know what I mean? But
I mean, the first few seasons, man, I would binge watch it.
Really? You know, like, really? Right.
I'd get in trouble at work, be hiding off, you know, in one of the back rooms. Just sitting there, like, I couldn't stop watching it. Like, I just wanted to know what was going to happen next.
That honestly makes me want to... maybe check it out. I'm a late bloomer. I start watching a series when it's got double digit seasons on its record, then I know it's legit. Oh my goodness. It is actually it's getting late, isn't it? And
I mean, what time is it?
I don't know, man.
Oh, man, it's...
Yeah, it's...
It's after midnight.
After midnight.
We're going to let it all hang out.
Live it after midnight.
Rockin' to the dawn.
All right, man. I think that signifies the end of a show.
The end of it, like, completely. We're not going to be allowed back on.
Possibly, man. This could be the end of this podcast. We got to 10 shows, and we're like, we're going to kill ourselves with this podcast right tonight.
Hang ourselves with the microphone wires.
And we got them balled up, man. We'll make little nooses out of them. No, trust me, there's so much, you know, if you're into the zombie thing, and the history of it is very interesting. And it actually has got me kind of wanting to watch more zombie movies, to be honest with you. Because it's interesting from a cinematic point of view, from a historical point of view, you know, with the Haitians. I know we didn't cover probably as much facts as we wanted to because we're just a bunch of freaking goofballs. And we like to have fun and talk about horror stuff, flesh-eating zombies, and that's what we talked about tonight. But, you know, look that shit up, man. It's interesting. It really is to look into the history of this stuff, and where did these zombies originate from? Where did that term originate from, and what did that term mean at that time? Interesting stuff. Of course, we're not going to cover that because, hey, we don't do our research. But we do enjoy doing this podcast, and I want to thank everyone who is listening, all two of you, and that would be me and Malice. No, I'm kidding. I'm sure more have partaken in this insane asylum production. We are in the insane asylum, and we are going to sign off. I want to thank everyone again for you know, listening and checking us out on Facebook and over there, nightofthelivingdreads.com.
Real quick, I would like to ask, you know, what's your guys' you know, favorite zombie movie?
Favorite zombie movie, absolutely, man. And because I'm not real, you know, I don't know how many zombie movies you've watched, Malice, you know, throughout the years. I haven't watched too many. I have my favorites, mm-hmm. you know, that being Night of the Living Dead. I do like the, you know, was it Day of the Dead? Was that the one at the mall?
Dawn of the Dead.
Dawn of the Dead. Okay, I did like that one. The original.
Yes.
Okay, I did like that one. That one
I like the remake.
I have Dawn of the Dead out there.
Yeah, the remake.
The remake, yeah.
I think don't you have the original too?
I may. I have no idea. I got 100 plus movies. I have no idea what the hell I have anymore. But, you know, some of those I did like. What are some of the ones that that you liked and then you know, we'll go.
I like I think it's the
Return of the Living Dead.
I like Return of the Living Dead. I like both the remake and the original Dawn of the Dead.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a comedy horror, mm-hmm. Shaun of the Dead.
Shaw, yeah, I've heard of that. I have not watched that, but
I own it.
You
yeah. It's a good one. It's funny.
Is it? Right on. So there's, you know, I have no movies that I can throw out there other than, you know, some of the, you know, the classic, I guess, Night of the Living Dead, and, of course, White Zombie, 1932. I just haven't watched a lot of them because it just, I don't know, never interests me. I mean, I was more into the slasher. I'm a slasher guy. I was more into the slashers, the Michael Myers, you know, the Jasons and things like that. But, all right, on that note, yes, again, to reiterate what you had mentioned, by all means, let us know. Get a hold of us over there at gorehoundsofhorror.com. If you are a hound already, if you're not, get your ass over there. Three simple questions, and, you know, hey, if you know, we sacrifice a small animal in the inner circle, and it, you know, the flame's a certain color, you get in. It's that simple. Of course, you know, we're gonna need DNA.
Blood. DNA.
Yeah, well, that's what I meant. I was trying to be, you know, kind of not so out there, but yeah, we're gonna need your blood.
I just didn't want to think it was another kind of DNA. We don't want that.
But anyway, yeah. No, it's not really. You don't have to give us your blood unless you want to. Come on over and visit us. You can let us know over there. You can let us know over there at nightofthelivingdreads.com. On the podcast page, there is what's called Discuss. You can go down there. You can chat with us there. You can give us show suggestions. I was really iffy on trying to say that one. You can also tell us your favorite zombie movies. And for yours truly, Otis B. Dreads, you know, tell me, give me some suggestions on some zombie movies that I should watch that maybe would change my way of thinking. That's your challenge. That's the new internet challenge. Change my mind. Oh, wait a minute. That's already out there. Never mind. Anyway, all right. Hey, I had fun. I don't know if people are going to have fun listening to this ramble, but I have fun. And, you know, next time we talk to you good people, it will be Halloween. Next time you hear our lovely voices, it'll be Halloween. That's going to be a fun show. The Origins of Halloween, brought to you by Malice Murphy. That was his idea.
And Satan's not.
Satan's not. Sam Hain. The devil's not. It's going to be a fun show, man. And I'm going to do my research on this one because, you know, this is important.
Yeah, a movie we should check out should be Demon's Night.
Demon's Night. Okay, I've seen that one in my passing. Yes, that will be the movie that we'll discuss. We'll discuss Demon's Night. We'll talk just everything Halloween. Anything and everything. We'll discuss the origins of Halloween. This is when I wish we had a method to call, have people call in. You know?
Yeah, that'd be great.
That would be so awesome. Have people call in and tell us their Halloween stories. Oh, man. Maybe one day, my friend. One day. It's not going to be this Halloween. But at any rate, hey. I had a blast. Thank you, Mellis Murphy.
Yes, thank you, Otis.
And, hey, we're going to call it a damn night. I hope you guys, again, enjoyed this babble as much as we did. We will see you on Halloween.
Boo!
Things no one knows. We're going to die.